Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. We are proud to be delivering these original interviews with Atlanta business leaders, and the work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Laura Whitaker, and she is with JavaJoy. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about JavaJoy. How are you serving folks?
So we are a mobile coffee cart run by adults with disabilities, and we serve coffee and transformative joy. So we go to businesses and organizations, for-profits, IT companies, all around town, and we set up shop. The organization or business pays for the service, and our joyristas is what we call them, and not a barista, but a joyrista, serve coffee, and we believe they have a transformative joy that they have to give. And so it's a company culture event, and we have gone all over the city of Atlanta, all over Georgia, and now nationwide.
So how did this idea come about?
So our parent organization, ESP, or Extra Special People, serves over 600 individuals with disabilities and their families throughout the state of Georgia. And we do that through after-school programs and various camps and family support. And one of the things that we saw through ESP is that we had our corporate partners, so the corporations that give to us monthly or yearly, that kept telling us that the reason they give to ESP was not only because it was a good cause, not only for the recognition and the benefits and all that that goes with it and that it's the right thing to do, but they also were giving to us because they enjoyed sending their employees to our organization. And we all know that culture is this buzzword that corporations are using to provide an environment that employees want to work in. And what our organizations, our corporate partners for ESP were saying is that they were sending their employees to ESP and they were finding that their employees were coming back to the office more joyful, more proud of the organization that they worked for, and essentially more productive. And we said, you know, there's something about that. And not every business can come to ESP, but what if ESP went to every business? And that's really when the idea of JavaJoy was created. Let's do a mobile coffee cart, not a coffee shop that you have to attend or go to, but let's bring the coffee, which is kind of a common language in our world. Let's bring that cup of coffee to corporations and provide a culture experience, a cup of culture experience, in these businesses and organizations, providing them with an opportunity for diversity, an opportunity for corporate social responsibility, and ultimately just a culture boost to their organization. So we started it with a Kickstarter campaign. And we knew pretty quickly with that Kickstarter campaign that it was something that businesses wanted. And we had a long list of people that were ready to book us. And that was about a little over 4 years ago. And like I said, now we are moving across the country and spreading the joy throughout corporations all over the United States.
And then how are you going about that national expansion? Are you going to kind of have boots on the ground in all these markets, or is this something they call kind of the corporate headquarters and you deploy a team out into wherever they're needed?
That's a great question. A little bit of both. So we started actually out in San Francisco. It's an interesting story, but we had a venture capitalist from San Francisco visit Atlanta at a company called Barracuda. And Barracuda Networks had booked JavaJoy for their worldwide sales training meeting. And this individual experienced Java Joy. He had actually never had a direct interaction with someone with a disability before. And he was totally captivated by this idea. And he said, you know what, these companies in San Francisco that I'm investing in, they're moving so quickly. And the human touch is something that is has been removed oftentimes from businesses. This really would do well in San Francisco. So he called us last April, so a little over a year ago, and said, I want to bring Java Joy to San Francisco. So what we did was we put together a manager out there, a team of people out there. We flew our Joyristas from Athens, Georgia to San Francisco, California for their first ever business trip. And they actually trained the 11 Joyristas that now currently work in San Francisco. And at the end of the week, we put on events at Airbnb, at Salesforce, at companies in the Transamerica building in the middle of the financial district in downtown San Francisco. And at the end of the week, the Joyristas here from Georgia did a white apron ceremony for the employees, the Joyristas out in San Francisco, and actually passed the gavel on so that those Joyristas can now operate in San Francisco without our operations here. So it is each separate city is its own LLC, but it's all controlled from here in Georgia, Athens and the Atlanta area.
So how do you find the appropriate person to partner with in the different markets?
That's a great question. So it begins with a champion, which is someone who really has the interest, the passion, the gumption, the grit to be able to bring it to the city. And that champion puts together three different partners. It's a nonprofit partner. So we work with Best Buddies and Toolworks in San Francisco, and they bring us the Joyristas. So that nonprofit partner is already doing the work in the city to employ people with disabilities. The second is the coffee partner. So every city has a different coffee partner. Here in Athens, Georgia, and Atlanta, we have a coffee partner, Jittery Joe's. Out in San Francisco, it's Equator Coffee. So in each different city, there is a separate coffee partner that has like-minded interests with us. And then the last is the city manager, and that's somebody that's hired from the Georgia operations that runs the operation out in San Francisco. And that champion really does champion Java Joy in that city. They essentially are the board chair for that city. We have champions. We have two champions in Atlanta that are bringing a separate operation just to Atlanta, away from Athens and its own entity in Atlanta. We've got one going in Rome, Georgia, Birmingham, Florida, Texas, and New York. So all of these individuals have a heart. They're very business savvy. Many of them work full-time jobs or invest in other corporations and really see an opportunity to invest in Java Joy from a philanthropic standpoint. And begin championing that process through their networks in their city.
Now, are they doing this as a philanthropic effort, or they're doing it because it's a venture, a business venture? Is it a combination?
It's a little bit of both. So it is 100% philanthropic as it relates to how the financial piece of it works. But in terms of it being a business venture, many of these people have created their own businesses and have been able to use their own connections and experience to really spearhead Java Joy in their area. So it's been a really beautiful thing to watch really successful business owners be able to use their talent and use their experience to do it in a philanthropic way. And Java Joy operates as a business, it functions as a business, but it does have that philanthropic arm that I think a lot of these business owners are looking for.
And then when they do the work, I'm sure pre-pandemic, they were doing a lot of work physically at these locations. Have you had to make any pivots or adjustment to this, pandemic environment we're in, where face-to-face interactions are less common?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have basically had to reinvent our business overnight, and it's been quite a challenge, but really a lot of fun. So, you know, the big joke is our tagline for Java Joy is coffee, hug, and joy. And so I keep joking that we have launched essentially a nationwide business that is all about the human touch amidst 2020 COVID-19. And so we are actually, part of our business model is the hug. And so we've absolutely had to pivot during this time. And there's a few things that we've done. We're really proud. You know, what we know about people with disabilities is that 65% of adults with disabilities who want to work are unemployed. And so that was the statistic prior to COVID-19. And now you add that on top of it. And what we know in Atlanta and Athens and San Francisco and Florida and New York is that a lot of these adults with disabilities, their jobs are hands-on. Their jobs are very tactile. And so it's very difficult for them to do virtual work. But what Java Joy committed to was to still employing our Joy Ristas regardless of their work. And the ways that we've been doing that have been really fun. So one thing that we did is we knew right off the bat, you know, within a week of the country shutting down, we knew, okay, this is a time where people need joy more than ever. So how can we, without the connection, without the in-person, how can we infuse joy with our Joy Ristas virtually? And so we've launched two things. One of them is a Joygram. And so if you go on our website, javajoy.org, you can purchase a Joygram to send to someone that you love. So we have done them for hospitals all over the country. We have done them to people who do have COVID-19 and are recovering. We've done them older individuals who are sheltering in place and they're lonely. And it is a video email that comes from one of our Joy Ristas that is unfiltered and untainted. And they just say, hey, my name is so-and-so and I'm a Joy Rista. And my mission in life is to spread joy. And so-and-so is sending you a Joygram. And my hope for you is to feel better. Or I wanted to send you a message to thank you for being on the front lines or whatever the message is. And I think we've done over 800 or 900 Joygrams since the epidemic began. The other thing that we've done is we have done Joy Starters. So a business who's doing a Zoom meeting can open up their virtual meeting with a Joy Rista from Java Joy. And the Joy Starter is a 5-minute opener to the meeting that is uplifting. It's a lot of fun. The Joy Rista on there gets people to dance. It gets people to own kind of how they're feeling right now. And then it gets them to focus on something that brings them joy in life. And so those Joy Starters we've done banks, we've done IT companies, we've done Joy Starters for law firms, and we recently have done them for several UGA departments. So those have been really, really great. And those are all booked through our organization, javajoy.org. So again, finding those things within the market that aren't being done. What can our Joy Ristas, our adults with disabilities, do during this time that no one else can do? And we believe that they do have that joy that's transformative. And so we're figuring out how to do that virtually. And the last is we've been doing a lot of virtual hugs or air hugs. Most recently, we started pop-up shops around neighborhoods to bring our coffee cart to neighborhoods. And those have been very successful. We're doing two of those a day in a safe way with all kinds of precautions and face shields and things like that. So business itself is starting to pick back up in that way. But I think those virtual opportunities have really transformed our organization and our business in a way that we would not have been forced to think about how to do this virtually if it weren't for this epidemic and this time.
Right. And this should, after the pandemic, then a lot of these things you'll still be able to incorporate in the way that you go to market.
Absolutely. And I think it'll be a part of our our growth package moving forward. So for example, when we head to New York and we begin our operation in New York, we'll be able to send Joygrams and Joy Starters to help people in New York to see and to feel what Java Joy feels like before we even get there. So in terms of being able to sell our product, I think it's going to be transformative. The other cool thing is that our Joyristas have learned how to use Zoom. And so many of them prior to this, they didn't know how to use Zoom, and many of them didn't use technology at all. And now they're actually using virtual backgrounds. They are, they're learning how to do it all on their own. They have a team meeting every day at 3 o'clock where all the Joyristas from all over come together and meet for that 3 o'clock meeting. And so that those are things that we're going to be able to do across the country, is to build that team camaraderie through the use of technology. And again, had it not been for this time, we would have not moved forward in a lot of these ventures. And I think it really has stretched us in a really, really beautiful way.
Right. It's one of those unintended consequences that might be a silver lining moving forward.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, in the business model is that the companies pay, and then this allows the people with disabilities to get paid. This is their job, a part-time job, I would imagine, for a lot of them. And so it's rewarding. It's financially rewarding. They get all of the benefits of having a job and that meaning in their lives, as well as the you're serving the clients, getting that feeling of doing good. And then, so it's a win-win-win all the way around. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Absolutely. It's absolutely a win-win both ways. And what we're seeing is that these Joyristas, it's so funny, we started as a training program thinking they would move on to other jobs. And what we're finding is these employees, these Joyristas, this is their dream job. They are getting to utilize their skills and their abilities that they have been given in a way that I always tell them, I can't be a Joyrista. I don't have those skills and abilities, but you can. And so, so yes, it is their dream job. They're getting to work anywhere from 5 to 30 hours a week, doing what they love to do, which is interacting with people and infusing joy. And then on the inside, exactly, people are looking for those corporate social responsibility initiatives. They're looking for those culture initiatives, and they're looking for initiatives that focus on diversity. And Java Joy checks all of those boxes. So for a business owner, those are boxes that we're looking to check all the time. And Java Joy checks all of those, and we bring it to you, to your organization. You get kind of that volunteer feel good experience with your organization. And ultimately we're seeing that employees are really, really, appreciative when their businesses book Java Joy. They are more productive, like I mentioned, and overall just happier with the place that they work when they book Java Joy. And we've seen businesses book us on a month to month basis, and some of them on a week to week basis. So it's just been, it has been a win-win, a really that we've had. And now we're looking forward to bringing it to Atlanta full time.
Well, they say culture eats strategy for lunch. And this is a good example of the impact that you can make by improving the corporate culture in a way that serves, and it's really helping your own company as well as helping others. So congratulations on all your success. And if somebody wanted to learn more and have a more substantive conversation about ways to work with you, what's the website?
Absolutely. We would love for people to check us out at javajoy.org. Again, that is javajoy.org.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Laura.
Oh, it was a blast. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to learning more about other people who are interested in Java Joy.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be sharing these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.